This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking about consumer protection on buy now, pay later platforms. You know, as much as we have agreed that we love them and that they present access to things some people wouldn't otherwise be able to afford up front, there's an issue of a consumer protection. How protected are you as the consumer when you use these platforms, you know, that are growing exponentially? So this is a very important issue that we need to talk about. There might be, you know, a helpful financial tool or a trip that makes us spend money that we don't have. We don't know.
How protected are we indeed? We are talking this morning to the CEO of the Credit Association of South Africa, Leonie van Platten, who is joining us on the line. Good morning, Leonie. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good and you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time. You know, we're talking about the Buy Now, Pay Later platforms, and they really have been growing in the country. But as an association, what are some of the things you've noted as concerns regarding how consumers interact with these platforms?
So Buy Now, Pay Later products are growing rapidly in South Africa because they're convenient and easy to use. Our concern is that many consumers don't always view them as credit, even though they create a financial obligation and must be repaid. So the risk is that consumers might take on several Buy Now, Pay Later agreements at the same time because they seem small, but together these obligations can place a significant burden on the household budget. So the question should never be, can I afford this installment? It should be, can I afford all of the financial obligations together?
Mm-hmm. And we always have a few, you know, successful platforms in the country. And naturally, more and more innovators will be joining in. But you argue that innovation should never come at the expense of consumer protection. Tell us more about this.
So innovation is very good for consumers and we support innovation, but innovation should never trump affordability. The principle is actually very simple. If a product allows you to receive goods today and pay later, it creates a financial obligation. And where a financial obligation is created, there should be responsible lending and an assessment that the consumer can afford these repayments. So the technology may be different, but the consumer risk is exactly the same. So every consumer deserves the same level of protection.
Yeah. You know, how can consumers ensure their safety, not just with affordability, with how they safeguard their information when they're using these platforms so that they are not directly targeted for every Buy Now, Pay Later platform?
So the first thing consumers should protect is their financial well-being. Before taking any form of credit or Buy Now, Pay Later agreement, ask yourself whether you can genuinely afford the repayments alongside all of your other obligations. Don't make the decision based only on the size of the installment. Secondly, only deal with reputable providers, understand the terms and conditions, and be careful about sharing your personal information. Our message is simple. Innovation is welcome, but innovation should never trump affordability, and every consumer deserves the same protection before taking on any financial obligation.
Yeah, we're going to leave it here and hope that, you know, our listeners were listening intently at this with the idea of really trying to apply some of the information you raised with us. Thank you so much, Leonie, for talking to us. Appreciate your time. CEO of the Credit Association of South Africa, Leonie van Platten.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.